Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to our college football week 9 crapshoot, where the Ducks won.
Yeah.
In a monsoon. 21-7. Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's more about the Brock Thomas situation.
I love how that's become like this. We got conspiracy theories. And
wait, what are the conspiracy theories?
Well, the idea that it's...
What do we got?
How do I put
this? You read chats that I don't read.
Yeah, well, so he was not a big-time recruit. He's a local kid, right? He was kind of a clipboard holder. Sometimes you just give a kid a scholarship that's a local kid, but he's never going to play. He was fourth on the depth chart, and lo and behold, here he is now being second on the depth chart. And when asked about it, Lanning kind of gets a little pissy and kind of crabby about it.
So he went to Sheldon?
Yeah, he's a Sheldon kid. And so he gets a little crabby about it. And so there are some that believe that this is more about Novosed and Luke Moga not going to be here at the end of the year. Remember, the transfer portal opens January 2nd, which is the second week of the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. So it's the idea of, if you know both of these kids, Dante Moore, there's a good chance Dante Moore comes back. And if both of the other kids already have a foot out the program, and Thomas is playing hard, this may be more about rewarding that. And also maybe someone that when you actually get into the playoffs, and if you need a backup, he may be the only guy that's there. That's the conspiracy theory.
I'm not sure that's a conspiracy theory. I mean, that makes sense.
It makes sense. But, you know, obviously Lanning's not going to talk about that. And so you'll never really know. But it is odd. And I know Novosed has been beat up. And we don't know how healthy he is because Oregon doesn't talk about injuries. But there is the idea that you often don't see the four-string quarterback doesn't get reps. He just doesn't. And so the idea that over the course of the season, the four-string quarterback suddenly has become the second-string quarterback, and he seems so adamant about defending that decision, which is not really that big of a deal. There's just some people that are trying to kind of look a little deeper into that there may be some things.
That makes sense. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Or saw that.
Well, this happened, you know, this happened a handful of times now that we have the playoff and the transfer portal. Bo Perbula was the backup quarterback at Penn State. And a lot of people thought he should be the starter at Penn State. I happened to be one of those. I wasn't a Drew Aller guy. He left and was not with Penn State when they were making their playoff run. And it broke his heart, but he just said, I've got to find a place to land. And so he found his place in Missouri. So if you're Novosed or you're Moga and you think Dante Moore is going to come back, you know, already, and this is kind of the ugly part about the transfer portal. Most of these kids aren't using the transfer portal. They're just not. You have to enter the transfer portal when it comes down to it. By the time you've entered the transfer portal, you already have an idea of where you're going and probably have an NIL package worked out. That's what your agent's for. So that may be the other one. If either one of these kids is already letting it be known that they're not coming back, that might be another reason if you're Dan Lanning to go with the local kid that wants to be a Duck, that's going to be a Duck, that's just happy to be a Duck, as opposed to the other two that probably have a little greater aspirations than sitting behind Dante Moore for another year.
So I actually asked some very close sources to the University of Oregon this exact question last week about Brock Thomas and Austin Novosed, and I don't think it's just the fact that he's a local kid. Offensive coordinator Will Stein really likes Brock Thomas, like really likes him a lot. Was hearing that, like, even you know, in a couple of years ago when Brock Thomas was just showing up, like trying to get his feet wet in, you know, at camp while Oregon was playing Liberty in the Rose Bowl, they were thinking, hey, if we don't have a quarterback here, should we put Brock Thomas in? Like, Will Stein has been that high on him this whole time. And because of that, maybe what you're saying is true, that Austin Novosad, Luke Moga might be out the door already. Moga, is he even a true quarterback, guys? We've seen him earlier this season. He ran really well to the backfield. That's like an Eric Crouch situation for
all,
me.
All I'm saying is, it is not
an easy read here.
It is not normal for a fourth string quarterback to get any sort of look in practice and become the second string quarterback. That's all.
Coaches have reasons.
Yes.
And it is always funny when people second guess coaches. Like,
I'm not.
They know way more than you.
Exactly.
And they also have, they have other factors that can.
Sure.
I mean, what you just brought up makes total. I mean, come on. That's probably what's going on.
I would think, but I don't know.
But we don't know. And Thomas was fine. You know, look, he was fine. 4 for 4.
Sure.
Better than I could do.
I don't think that's the measuring stick.
Or is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can't out there. I can't throw the ball with my tiny hands in that wet weather.
Yeah, you'd be a mess out there.
I would be like Jared Goff out there with my tiny little mitts. That'd be problematic. So I just, you know, conspiracy theories, you know, are abound. But, you know, at the end of the day, look, Dante Moore, have we even confirmed that he broke his nose or that he just had a bloody nose? Like, whether.
Well, I mean, Lanning
didn't say. He just said.
Yeah.
They said they could put him back in the game.
Exactly. As someone, unfortunately, that has broken my nose at times, I broke one last year, for God's sakes. Like, they're not. Had that been a meaningful game, Dante, they would have gone to the sideline. They stick a rod up there. You crank your nose to the other side if it's broken, and then you put a visor on it. And so that you can't get in there and you just play. A broken nose would not have kept him out of that game.
I did ask Dusty in the post game on Saturday if, kind of similar to a Jared Goff situation, was, since Brock Thomas is the Sheldon, you know, local kid, used to the rain, maybe more used to it than Dante Moore, was that the reason that Will Stein and Dan Lanning wanted to leave him in? And I don't think Dusty really thought that theory had much weight, but I still wonder, like, Dante's from Michigan, but he played in UCLA his freshman year. Why not go with a quarterback that grew up in high school?
That's not a thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're going to run the ball anyway.
Dante Moore has big mitts and big hands.
Yeah, but the ball almost slipped out when he was trying to pump fake once.
The ball slips out of everyone's head. Like, this,
well, Mariota didn't hold on to the ball very well.
This idea that, like,
you get used,
those are tough conditions for anyone to play quarterback.
But you just brought up the fact that Goff got benched. Why am I not valid in bringing up a similar situation?
Goff got
possibly
benched because he fumbled the ball like four times in that
game.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay.
I promise you that no one went to that. No one in that coaching round was like, you know what? I bet you Brock Thomas, being from the Northwest, has played in battle. That's just not a thing.
All right.
That's just not. Brock
Schultz, shut up.
Brock Thomas was the backup the week before. And Brock Thomas, right now, for whatever reason, he is the backup quarterback.
We're spending entirely
too much time talking about this.
It's not that big of a deal.
I'll take my tinfoil hat off.
Here's the real question.
And Dante Moore's nose will be fine. Broken noses don't keep you out for
the real question is this, and we'll talk about it next. Just how good is Oregon really?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.